We'll hear about a need for a change in this August 26th rain report coming your way in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the rain report for August 26th. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY. Would you be shocked to hear the 16th president of the ARRL, Rick Roderick, K5UR, proclaim the following?
I had to change, and change doesn't come easy, but we've got to change. I think we got to rebrand amateur radio. I think we got to rebrand the American Radio Relay League.
Whether or not you're a member of the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, Rick Roderick is an innovative and refreshing change for the league. Here's an excerpt from a talk Rick delivered this past spring at the Dayton Hamvention.
I've got a couple of things I want to talk about before I finish with a few comments about membership and the new generation ham. Things that you might be hearing a little bit about that I'm not sure we've really given a lot of information to members about and probably could have done a better job with. One of them is the revamping or the revitalization of the amateur auxiliary, the OO program. I'm sure you've read a little bit about this in QSD. We've got a committee looking at this now. You may recall that Laura Smith had mentioned that she wanted to refocus some attention on the OO program and needed our assistance in doing that, of course. And then that's compounded by the importance of the fact that the FCC has closed some offices. So in terms of enforcement, when you don't have those offices out there to go to, then you can imagine that raises a difficult issue for us with enforcement matters. So we seized on this opportunity that Laura Smith gave us and said, take a look at the OO program and do it as quickly as you possibly can, and that's what we're doing. And so we've got a team headed up by Brian Milshofsky, our second vice president, who's been working on these issues. Now, one of the things I've heard out here at the ARRL Forum is, where are we on this, and are we firing all the OOs and things like that? And the answer is no. You know, we're just going to revamp things, and we probably will recertify the OOs and go through some retraining. But there's going to be a different emphasis in the future. And this is something you all need to hear. Laura Smith basically said, don't bother us with these single incidences of a ham doing something bad. You know, like the old days where we'd write the little OO tickets and send them off to people. The FCC doesn't have the resources to do anything about these isolated incidences. But here's the key thing we're going to be focusing on. The pattern of incidences that do happen. Now, see, that's a shift from what we've ever had before. So this new OO, or the revitalization of the program, is going to be geared to training our OOs, our amateur auxiliaries out there, with a different focus in mind. And we're going to just have to realize the FCC doesn't have the resources to take on these individual complaints that sometimes just frustrate the devil out of us. So we're going to have to look at patterns. And by what they say in patterns, it means something that happens over about a 30-day period. And something that's routine, like you hear somebody jamming somebody on 80 meters. Well, and there's a way to collect evidence on that. And then once you've established a pattern, then the FCC is going to be committed to do something about that. Now, the next thing has to do with the entry-level license study that's underway. And this is headed by Tom Frenay, New England Division Director. And this is really an interesting project. Now, what I've heard out there in the forum all weekend long is we're dumbing down. Now, y'all remember me back in the days of the no-code licensing, and that was what my mantra, we're dumbing down, okay? We're not dumbing down. We have a whole new generation of people out there that we're trying to attract for ham radio. And so we need to look at that technician license. We need to look and see if it's attracting and focusing on that new generation of ham that has totally different interests than me as an old guy. And so that's what we're trying to do. Not necessarily make it easier to get into ham radio, like some of you may say is dumbing down. It's more the focus of, do we have this license structure set up properly? Is it addressing the things that would attract, say, a technician? Looking at technicians that don't join the ARRL, okay? And we did a sampling of some people out there, and we found out that 35% of the technicians out there that don't join the ARRL, and we went and wanted to know why, well, they're not even active hams now. In other words, they got their license, they're not even active now. Now, that ought to bother everybody in this room, because that means we might be able to go say, hey, go to a license class and get your license, but we ain't keeping them. And if we're not keeping them right off the bat like that, what do you think is going to happen in a few years? They ain't going to be there. We put the word out in QST and on the website that we're looking for comments. And I've run committees before over the years. And you know, you get maybe 500 or 600 comments. And we thought, well, we might get 1,000 on this. He's up to 8,000 comments, 8,000 responses. And that committee, and Tom's reading every one of those responses. So they're digesting a lot of information, a lot of input from members that's going to help us take a look at this license. Now, some of y'all may say, well, are you going to redo or restructure the technician license? Or are you going to make and propose a brand new license? We don't know the answer to that yet. It may simply be that we tweak the technician license. You know, one of the things we got to remember is if we were to go to the FCC right now, who doesn't want more licenses, because we're just down to what, 3? Asking the FCC right now with everything else going on for a new license is probably not going to be well received. But maybe what might be better received is us proposing a tweak, an adjustment to the technician license. Like, for example, you know, that younger generation, they love digital modes. They love the computerization of our hobby. So why not give them maybe some digital mode capabilities on HF? I mean, we give them CW capabilities below 10 meters, but CW ain't even required. So why not give them HF privileges for digital mode? That's just a thought. I'm not saying that's what we're going to do, but it is an idea. So that's kind of what they're formulating. I wanted to mention before I get off here, and I know we were kind of pushing for time, but I gave a presentation to a group the other night where I had a rude awakening. And I went to a club of a high school, and they said, we want you to talk about ham radio. And I said, that's great. I'm a DXer. I'm a contester. I'll bring some of my beautiful QSL cards, and I'm going to go talk to those high school students. So I walk in there thinking I'm top dog, you know, and I start showing them these DX QSL cards, and I'm looking at the crowd, and you know what I saw? A bunch of disinterested people. You know, I'm reading their faces, and I'm going, I ain't connecting. And I thought I connected with everybody, particularly when I'm showing these pretty DX QSLs. Well, I got to think about 10 minutes into that presentation, it dawned on me, this is a different generation. They didn't want to hear about all of that. So I made a shift in my presentation. And I started talking about Raspberry Pi. I started talking about digital modes. I started talking about the computerization, the ham radio. I started talking about experimentation. And you know what happened to that crowd? They lit up. They started sitting on the edge of their chair. They suddenly got interested. Now, that was pretty profound for this old guy, let me tell you. That's the generation that we need to be attracting. And I see a bunch of people that look just like me out there in that crowd. And we're a bunch of old people. And I don't see a bunch of young people out there. So old Roderick, who's a traditionalist like a lot of you people, I had to change. And change doesn't come easy. But we've got to change, and we've got to accept change. And like I told this group, I think we got to rebrand amateur radio. I think we got to rebrand the American Radio Relay League. And for a bunch of people sitting in room, y'all ain't going to like that. But you got to think about the future of this hobby.
You're listening to an excerpt from a presentation given at the 2017 Dayton Hamvention by Rick Roderick, K5UR, president of the ARRL. We'll conclude his call for action after I remind you that these rain reports are available 24/7 on www.therainreport.com and now Saturday evenings on WTWW Shortwave on 5.085 megahertz. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Some of the young people that Tom and I follow that we think are going to be real success stories in this world as they mature, got a letter from one of them not long ago. We've been following him through high school and now he's at college. And he said some pretty profound things that fit very well with that club station I was talking to at that high school. But it's shocking. Listen to this. Ham radio is not about a communication service. Ham radio is a communication medium. Ham radio is only relevant today and in the future if it's the means to accomplish the act, not the act being accomplished. Now think about that. In other words, they're not thinking about me talking to Cambodia, just like when I held up that Cambodia card. That didn't click. But how I did it might click. What mode I'm using, the method I'm doing about making that contact. There's a big difference there. You got to remember, this generation grew up with computers. They grew up with internet in their home. That's the generation you see going down the highway at 70 miles an hour watching high-definition videos on their iPhone. So it's nothing to them for old Rick to talk to Cambodia. Get it? That's what we're dealing with. And that's the rude awakening that we've got to realize. And we have to adapt. And I think much of what Tom presented is showing you that new vision that we're trying to start out with the league, maybe leading that effort. And I was talking to my buddy from Sweden over here, everyone's sitting down. He said, we're seeing the same thing over there. This is not an American thing. This is our hobby. And if we want that young generation to be sitting where you're sitting a few years from now when we're all gone, we got to think out of the box. And as much as it's hard for us traditionalists to do, we've got to embrace change. We can't fight it. And we got to open our blinders up a little bit and welcome that new generation into our hobby. And this is where y'all come in. This is where I would leave you. I always leave you with a challenge. Y'all know that. And I've been challenging people on a couple of things. Usually I say, go get a new ham. Well, I'm going to change it this year. Everybody in this crowd right now ought to promise themselves they're going to go find a new ham that's a young person. Between now and a year from today, everybody ought to go grab a teenager, somebody you know, and get them into ham radio and specifically target a young person. Now, here's a bigger one. This is what I really want y'all to think of, too. I suspect everybody here is a member of a club. I dare you to go back to your local club the next meeting. You go up to your president, your board, whatever y'all got, and you say, I want y'all to come up with two initiatives, not four or five. Just start with two. Two initiatives that are geared towards young people. Two initiatives that will attract young people into ham radio. Just come up with two initiatives and dare your club to do something about it. Now, that's not unreasonable, is it? I dare anybody in here to tell me that's an unreasonable request that I have of you. I'm going to do it, and I expect you to do it. Now, the last thing I got to say, because I'm running out of time quickly, is all you people in Ohio that are in here, the membership is down 4.6%. Now, I know we raised dues last year, but get over it, okay? We hadn't raised dues in about 14 years. I don't know any other organization that ain't raised dues in 14 years. And we're all you got. Right there, we're all you got. So listen, I want everybody to go get somebody to get back in the league. You go back to your club. In fact, here's another idea. I dare you to do this. Get your club to change your articles and bylaws and say you got to be 100% members of the ARRL. Make your club a 100% ARRL member requirement. I dare you. And get everybody back in the league and turn that around. You're down 381 people. You ought to double that by next year. Now, Dale, the Great Lakes Division, y'all are down 580-something people. So y'all got to double that. All the Michigan, all you people, y'all got to double that by next year and get it back positive again. I mean, this is Dayton. Is that acceptable? No, it's not acceptable. Y'all get out there and get this thing done, will you?
And that concludes our excerpt from a 2017 Dayton Hamvention talk by Rick Roderick, K5UR, president of the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. It will be an interesting time watching the league's progress in rebranding amateur radio and itself. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2017 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder and chief pot and bottle washer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, inviting you to tune into the Rain Report now on Saturday nights on WTWW Shortwave on 5.085 megahertz, 73, and keep on hamming.